Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So pleased at this time to be joined by Penguins forward Jake Guentzel as the playoffs are upon us Wednesday night. Tomorrow the Penguins get underway against the Flyers. Jake, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for asking. You know what? Before the playoffs get going, I want to ask you something about the regular season. And obviously you had that big, big spark in the playoffs last year. But the rigors of your first full NHL regular season, was it what you expected? Was it tougher? What was this grind like, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You have to be consistent throughout the whole year, and each night's a war. So I think as a young guy, you come in, you got to learn you got to be on your top notch every day, or they'll find someone that will do that. So a little bit of a learning curve, but hopefully I'm feeling good going in the playoffs.
And speaking of learning curve, what's it like playing next to Crosby? How demanding, and what does he expect from you as a player?
Well, I mean, I think he communicates so well with us guys that he makes you feel comfortable right away. And obviously, you get the puck and you're kind of looking for him right away, but he just tells you to play your plays that you can do. So we're pretty lucky to have a guy like that.
When you're on the ice and you get back, is he the type of person that you can throw ideas at? Does he tell you what you did wrong? Or is it something that now you're used to playing with him and there's like a level that you need to get to where you're the one who's always playing catch up to him?
No, yeah. I mean, once again, he communicates so well. So he'll tell you things he sees or he doesn't see. So, or he thinks you need to work on. So, obviously he sees different plays that not many people can see. So, you learn so much throughout a game or practices. And just watching them and being around them.
Now, Jake, I know it's annoying after games and after practices when we come around and everybody gathers around Sid. You sit right next to him. Like yesterday, you had to move, like, I think, four doors down just to get some breathing room. But in terms of what you're able to absorb, because Josh asked you about being on the bench, but being next to him in the locker room before games, between periods, what kind of things have you absorbed from him in that regard?
Just the reps of the games. I mean, the way he sees plays and how he changes things our teams are playing, or I mean, his ability to do that all stuff and do it on the fly, I think is what makes him so special. And he shares that with his teammates. So obviously, to have a guy like that in your team and for him to be our leader, he leads the charge for us.
Now, Mike Sullivan often talks about how he mentioned this with Connor Sherry as well when you're Sid's line mates. So you guys think the game the same way. Do you think that that's because you grew up in a hockey family and you're the son of a coach yourself?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been around the game my whole life, and to have my dad and brothers both play, I mean, we were always playing together, learning, and watching each other. So, yeah, a lot of the credit goes to my brothers and my dad, and obviously I wouldn't be here without them.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Penguins winger Jake Guentzel joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Oh, all right, I got 7-year-old twins, and they just live and die with the Penguins, right, Jake? And they watch from the very beginning to the very end as much as they can. My kids wanted me to ask you, why do you go so bonkers during the national anthem? You can't sit still. You're moving around.
Yeah.
Are you just so wired? What is it?
No, yeah, I'm just excited to play. I mean, it's a dream come true to play in the NHL, and whenever you get to play in a game, I mean, I just get excited to play, and I can't wait to get going.
Have people asked you that or noticed that about you before? Your head's on the top of your stick, on the butt of your stick, and you're just waving back and forth. Is it just this energy that you have?
Yeah, I mean, a couple people asked me, and so, it's kind of funny that people notice that, but, yeah, I'm just ready to play.
What is it right before, and you know, I want to get into that too, and whenever you see now, it's a little bit different. It's heightened. It's the playoffs. You see that logo on the ice. You see that Stanley Cup playoffs painted down there. You realize there's a different buzz in the crowd. Can you feel a different electricity in the playoffs just walking around town or being around here or just this time of year?
Yeah, for sure. You can just tell everyone's a little bit more excited. You can tell in the building when it's going to be emotional, it's going to be loud and hostile environment in both rinks. So I think you can just tell going to practice rink and everyone's a little getting a little more prepped up and ready to go. So definitely the best time to play.
Before the season started, I'm sure you had your goals. Did you meet your goals, and what grade would you give yourself so far in the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with the season. I would like to get the 50 points, but, I mean, hopefully to get that goal going to the playoffs, I mean, hopefully they kind of come in bunches. But, yeah, I'm happy with where I'm going, and I'm hoping to keep going.
Somebody else in the car with you right now, or are you driving to work by yourself?
Just driving by myself.
Okay, yeah. No, I just heard you laugh, and I just didn't know if there was anybody else with you. Who is the one of the things that I think fans like about you? Obviously, they like goal scoring, but you're not afraid to mix it up. I mean, you get into the net, you'll take some punishment, and you'll dish some out every once in a while yourself. Who are some of the guys, or maybe some of the bigger guys around the league that kind of look at you like, kid, what are you doing? I mean, have you ever gotten into a beef with any guys like that?
Not really. No, I try to stay away from those type of guys, but yeah, just a competitive guy who likes to get to the front of the net or play a little bit of body. So obviously not too much, but you just kind of do anything to maybe tire someone out or whatnot.
Now, you talked about being the son of a coach. Your dad was a longtime assistant at Minnesota, and so when you're a kid, probably what, junior high, you're the stick boy for the Gophers, and Phil Kessel's there. Now, he was only there 1 year. But yeah. Was he, even as a freshman, was he like a rock star at playing hockey at Minnesota? And what was he like then?
Yeah, I think he was one of the bigger big-time recruits that Minnesota got. So, his 1 year at Minnesota, he's obviously a really good player. And it's kind of funny how full circle it works around that we're on the same team now. But, he was the big man on campus for sure when he was there.
Is there anybody funnier than Phil Kessel?
No, I don't think so. He's a once-in-a-lifetime teammate, and we're lucky.
Jake Gensel joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Sticking with amateur hockey, I do have to ask you about this Humboldt Broncos story. It's an unbelievable story. It's something that has just captured hockey's heart. Now, you played for the Sioux City Musketeers for a year. Remember those bus rides to Omaha, to Waterloo, to Fargo, a lot of times on buses. Take me inside what that was like in kind of the bonding experience, and think about those kids on that bus and those long hours logged and what it was like for you, Jake.
Yeah, I mean, it's a terrible tragedy. I mean, as a junior athlete, that's what you're kind of looking forward to, those long bus rides with your teammates where you can play cards, watch those movies, and just hang out. So obviously our hearts are with them, and we're thinking a lot about them because I think every hockey player has gone through those bus rides and sharing those moments with your teammates. So obviously it was a tough time hearing that.
How much did that time in junior hockey do for you to get you ready for college and get you ready for the pros and to kind of see that? You generally only play games on the weekend, but to see that grind and get you ready for those games, because they meant the world on the weekend. I mean, you live all week just to get there to the weekend.
Yeah, well, junior schedule, you play that 70-game schedule, so it kind of gets you a little bit ready for the NHL season. But just to play that and be away from my family, I mean, it was tough, but you just learn to grow up and be more mature and play at that level. So I was lucky I got to play for a good organization in Sioux City and Nebraska Omaha for college. So obviously I wouldn't be here. I was going there. So it worked out well.
Hey, listen to Coach Sullivan. You hear him talk quite a bit this year about, well, we haven't played a complete game yet. There's no urgency, the puck responsibility, whatever it is he threw at us. How close are you guys to breaking it up a notch and also kind of playing the right way, whatever the definition truly is?
Yeah, I think we're close. I mean, last couple of games we were playing more our style and our identity, and obviously with our leadership and them leading the way for us, I think they'll do what it takes to do whatever it takes to win. And obviously this is the time of the year that they enjoy them most. So I think we'll be ready to go game one.
And when you got the season started this year, it's a copycat league. Did you notice teams that looked a 1 year they were bullies and now they're trying to skate with you guys? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, maybe the game's changing, but I think just the way we want to play with speed and try and make plays, I think maybe some teams are trying to do that as well, but it's definitely a fun way to play.
Jake, something Flyer specific, or it's certainly the last time you guys played played them a couple weeks ago, they scored at least two of their goals was from a defenseman coming in late in a play. I don't know how much of that responsibility is on you guys as wingers, as forwards, but is that something that's easily rectified? Is that something you're going to have to watch out for in this series?
Yeah, we know their DR are aggressive in the rush, so I think that's just something that we have to be deep with and make sure we're tracking back hard so to eliminate those rushes. So I think as a whole we'll be able to do that to make sure we can stop that.
So you a huge baseball fan of the Twins?
Yep, Twins.
So did you like watching the Twins lose to the Pirates on opening day?
Yeah, I was there at home opener, so it was a cold one, but it was a tough loss for sure.
One more hockey question before we wrap it up here. Jake Guentzel joining us on the Fan Morning Show. It feels like there's not a book out on Murray, but in terms of what teams want to do with Murray, they know that he's been bumped around a little in his career. And what do you guys do whenever teams want to get in his kitchen, whenever teams want to knock him around some? How do you offset that? Because it felt like in the last, after he came back from the concussion, Jake, teams made a point to try to get near him, try to push him around some. How do you offset that, and then how do you react to it when it happens?
Yeah, I just think we just got to protect the front of the net. I mean, it's a hard area, so we got to make sure we push guys out of his way and make sure he feels comfortable back there because, obviously, he's a goaltender that can win games and steal games for us, and we just got to make sure he's feeling ready and comfortable back there. So we don't want him worrying about getting hit or anything like that. So I think that's for the whole of us.
Jake, we thank you so very much. Good luck in the playoffs. We'll chat again soon.
You.
It's been wonderful. And you get to see Jim Colony all the time, who was just talking about the Twins. So
yeah.
Punch him in the head if you see him at practice today. For asking you that Twins question. And
Well, they split the series.
Well, they did, but you didn't have to rub it in about opening day.
Yeah.
Thank you much, Jake.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk soon. Yeah. All right, Jake Guentzel there. Big Twins fan, Jim.
That's the most Jake has talked all season.
Good.
Good.
Good for him.
Stretching his legs out on the Fan Morning
Show. I
know.
That's good.
Because he likes you, Jim.
No one does.
Yes, people do.
I don't know about that.
It was really interesting to hear. Kessel, they knew he was – and Kessel's from, Madison, Wisconsin,
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
So to steal him from –
from the U.
It's a big get.
The Badgers.
It's a huge get. Mm-hmm. It had to be Big Ten hockey circles, You know,
And Kessel's an October birthday, so he wasn't drafted until he was a freshman in college already, which was that's unusual. Most of the time, it's guys, I can't remember. I think it was a cutoff October 1st or September 1st, whatever. So he was actually already in college when he got drafted.
I mean, he's going to come over and give you a noogie today.
Kessel?
No, Guentzel is.
Oh.
Yeah. But, good stuff. Good stuff from him. I think his production will pick up in the playoffs. I think he's a big game player. I really do. It was that grind of the NHL season.
Yeah.
Why the numbers are down some. There's so much. Again, the book wasn't out on him, but it's kind of okay, this guy's that good. This guy can score like that, like he did in the playoffs last year.
21 points in 25 games.
Right. It's so, but I do think that he's, because Crosby's going to pick up his game in the playoffs, Guentzel's going to pick up his game in the playoffs. And I see him finding the net a lot, Jim.
And the speed on that line, well, wherever Brian Rust plays, he's the fastest guy on the ice pretty much. And the speed that he adds with Crosby and then with Guentzel, it should be a pretty good combination.
I agree.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.